Welcome to St. Philippa St. James phone messages. Today we have the privilege of Bishop James, Bishop of Rochester, leading us in our reflection.
The 18th station of the resurrection, the day of Pentecost. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in him shall never die. Alleluia. That verse speaks of life. The life of resurrection, which we have been celebrating through this season, but that life which affects our lives, that we will have life eternal. And that comes about because of that which lies at the end of the season of resurrection, namely the day of Pentecost and the giving of the Spirit. It is through the giving of the Spirit at Pentecost that that life of Jesus, the risen Christ, becomes part of our lives. But this 18th station is not the last one, there's one to come. I won't trespass onto that too much, but it is about how that resurrection life given to us by the Spirit of God continues to be part of our life and part of the mission of the Church for now and until the end of time. But Pentecost, let's hear the reading of that passage from Acts chapter 2, which tells this wonderful story. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. In our own languages we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." It's a wonderful evocative passage, isn't it? All that great list of names, the people of the world, as it were, symbolically gathered there, and the undoing through the giving of the Spirit of the division of Babel, where language had been confused, now language is united, as all may hear about the great deeds of God. And in other ways too, that passage is wonderfully dramatic, that imagery of flames of fire and the rushing wind as the Spirit comes upon the first disciples. Those images are quite dramatic in many ways. Wind and fire, as we know only too well, can be incredibly destructive. And there is something about that powerful change and transformation of things which happens through the coming of the Spirit. But equally, we can have the warmth of fire to bring warmth, to bring, as it were, coziness even, and the life-giving breath, the wind. Imagery there, of course, of the creation and the breath of God being breathed into the first human beings. And here is nothing less than a new creation, a new beginning, a fresh start. The risen life of Christ is shed abroad, is breathed into, is blown across, takes fire within those upon whom the Spirit rests. This is a great celebration for us as we come to the fruition of this Easter season. And perhaps the message of this time, of this new beginning, this message of hope, has a particular resonance this year as we face these very strange times, as ways of life with which we've been familiar maybe will have to change for the long term, not just for the short term. As the way in which we, the Church, offer our ministry, our witness, our service may also have to change. We don't know what that future holds, but the fulfilment of resurrection at Pentecost encourages us to have hope, to look to God in expectation, to pray for that fresh coming of the Spirit, to be open to those new beginnings, those new possibilities, that reshaping as the wind blows and the fire burns within us, praying that in and through each of us the risen Christ will be made freshly present, that that will change us intimately within ourselves, but also in us and through us will change the world around us, that there may be that transformation, that new life, that resurrection life imparted by the Spirit, blown afresh into us. May you have great joy in this season. May you have hope renewed. May you know that living presence of the risen Christ beside you. And may God bring you the richest of blessing. Let us pray. We praise you and we bless you, our risen Lord Jesus, King of glory. For you promised that your disciples would be baptized with the Holy Spirit. And now we see the fulfillment of your promise. Fill us afresh with your Spirit today and every day. Revive your church and renew the face of the earth. To you, Lord Jesus, giving to your people the greatest gift of all, be honour and glory now and forever. Amen. And we pray God's blessing upon one another, especially on those who have suffered and those who are bereaved and those who are uncertain about their future. Praise to you, Lord Jesus. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. Amen.
If you've enjoyed these Stations of the Resurrection, then why not try our other landline on 01634 540 650. This week we have Peter Nightingale's last talk from 2017, which he recorded in the church. Sadly, Peter died recently.